On to story number two, takes us to Pakistan. The Supreme Court there has ordered the country's opposition leaders to appear in court following mass rallies that was held in the capital, Islamabad. The Pakistani Chief Justice says Imran Khan and cleric Tahir al-Qadri have been summoned in response to a petition filed against them. On Wednesday, Qadri's supporters occupied a key road outside Parliament, calling on Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to resign. Qadri has told his supporters not to allow anybody in or out of the Parliament building. Sharif's party said that he would not quit while the country's powerful army called for negotiated settlements. The twin protests led by Khan and Qadri have brought tens of thousands of people into the streets over the past few days. The protesters accused the government of alleged voting fraud.
Exhausted and weary of 6 days' sit-in protest, these opposition activists have taken to the streets of capital Islamabad in an attempt to topple the government. The opposition has refused to negotiate with the government until Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif steps down for what it calls stealing the last year's general elections through mass rigging.
You should voluntarily resign and refer the matter to the people of Pakistan, the ultimate sovereign in Pakistan, and let them hold a free, fair, impartial election under neutral auspices, and let the ballot box decide, let the people of Pakistan decide who is right and who is wrong, you know. What is wrong with this demand, you know? Why are you resisting it, you know?
They finally forced their entry into the red zone of Islamabad, defying the government warning not to do so. At the last minute, government changed its policy and allowed the protesters to enter into the red zone, which houses key strategic installations such as the parliament, presidential palace, the Supreme Court building, and diplomatic enclave. The government has deployed over 40,000 security personnel, almost outnumbering the entire crowd of protesters, to guard the strategic installations.
While military is one of the beneficiaries, it will not come overtly. But the soft settlement that will take place, which we pray takes place, would be happening through the offices of the military heads. And in that case, Pakistan Army would have an upper hand in the post-March scenario.
Analysts say that the current political crisis in Pakistan is a storm in the teacup. They say it has been superficially aggravated and highlighted disproportionately through a large network of private news channels to help country's intelligence establishment to settle its scores with the government, which is reluctant to carry out the geostrategic agenda of intelligence agencies. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.